Saurita. Il se passe au feu un peu. Il s'emporte une feu sauvage. Il se soigne mis à Dieu. This is where we start. Après ce week on fire now. And you'll always see us streaming on the streets of many homes.
Hello and welcome to Draw, Lose or Draw, a podcast covering all things Partick Thistle. On today's episode, I'm joined by three members of the Jags Foundation Board, and we're going to have a chat about the upcoming elections. Joining me, Heather Holloway. Heather, how are you?
Great, thanks, Matt. Thank you for hosting us this week. Excited to talk about TGF, the importance of it, and to have two of my fellow board with me tonight.
Stuart Goldie's here. Stuart, a second pod appearance for you. It's good to have you back on. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. Thanks. Thanks for having us back on. Looking forward to getting back to Far Hill in 2 weeks' time as well.
Excellent. And rounding off our panel, Graeme Cowie. Graeme, how are you?
Not too bad. I might be here from the bowels of Westminster, but there's only one election I'm interested in today.
I called it a panel there. It's not going to really be a panel. I think we're just going to have a general chat. I want to just sort of get the ball rolling with why we're doing this podcast. There's elections coming up. I'll open this up to anybody who wants to come in here, just a sort of brief explanation of the elections and why they're taking place now.
So as most Thistle fans are probably now aware, Partick Thistle is a fan-owned football club. As part of the fan ownership structure, there's an organisation called the Jags Foundation, which has more than 1,650 members, which is basically a supporters association as part of that arrangement. And the leadership group of that is democratically elected and seeks to represent the fans in their kind of full diversity in terms of skills, backgrounds and their interests. And so as part of that, the board of the Jags Foundation is elected basically one third there or thereabouts each year on a kind of 3 year cycle. And so we've reached the time of year again when we've got elections coming up for four positions, which we can talk to you a little bit more about in a minute.
Hello, Stuart, I'll come to you then. What made you get involved with the Jags Foundation Board, and why do you think it's important for the other people to get involved as well?
Initially, it was a natural progression from the open letter for the Jags for Change. And yes, I drove on from the positivity from that and getting people involved. You know, we want to see a positive change for fan ownership. We've seen a lot of positivity going forward. For me, it was about walking the walk after talking the talk. And it's something I believe in, that we can do properly, and getting involved just seemed correct at the time and still does.
Heather, what about you? What was it about the Jags Foundation that made you want to get involved?
I think, like we've said before, but obviously fan ownership and what we've managed to achieve at Thistle is fantastic. And if we go back to when the three of us were first elected, it was a little bit of a different landscape for Thistle. And I think one of the most important things that we wanted was to have a really wide range of fans, as in people of different ages, stages, backgrounds. And I felt like it was that there was a real kind of window for me there, in the sense of being a female. And also, you look at like boards, etc., of fan clubs or of any football club, and you don't often see females and you don't often see younger people involved. And I just thought it was some people I'd never met before, but also naturally my brother was involved in it as well, which definitely helped. But the love that you have for Partick Thistle Football Club, you want to be able to be part of that future. And we saw that future as being fan ownership. We wanted it to be a positive experience. We wanted to have a club for our families, our friends, the generations to come to enjoy. And as Stuart said, a lot of us were, coming out and making bold statements on Twitter, but then it's actually the follow-up afterwards and standing up, being counted and actually making, a positive difference in the club for a longer period of time.
Yeah, thanks, Heather. Graeme, I'm going to come to you to sort of ask you to sum up your time on the board so far, specifically like moments where you've come away from and thought, we've made a real difference for the club and its fans at that specific time. And then some sort of personal reflections, like what have you gained individually from your time on the board?
Yeah, for me, I think the three of us are 2 years into this process from our own perspectives. And it's remarkable, as Heather says, to see how much things have changed at our club in that time. When we first got involved, there was no real protection of fan interests. There was no real influence for fans at the club to be able to make it prioritise the things that were important to them about the experience of being a Thistle fan. And now what have we got? Well, we've got a fan ownership model that is a lot more conventional, that provides direct input for fans to be able to influence things and major decisions that are being taken at the club. We've got our club trust agreement. I think that was that often sounds maybe a bit dull to some people, but being able to protect the interests of the fans so that they get a say on big decisions about the stadium, about investment, and to be able to have proper oversight of the finances, that's what will protect us so that we've got a club in 20, 30 years' time. Particularly, you saw earlier today, teams like Dundee losing millions of pounds in Scottish football. We don't have a sugar daddy, at Partick Thistle, and so it's important that we have the protections in place to make sure that our football club doesn't just survive, but thrives for the future. So getting to that position where the structure was in place was really important. The other big kind of reflection for me was the way that the fans stepped up when we did the financial disclosure about how perilous the financial position was at the club. You know, we've gone from having 2 and a bit years ago a Jags Foundation that had a membership of maybe 400, 450 members, that was only raising maybe a few thousand pounds a month, to one that is now putting £10,000 a month into the club every single month, as well as supporting the youth academy by a further £2,000 a month. That's an amazing fundraising effort. And if you'd asked me years ago, would we be able to do something on that sort of scale, I wouldn't have believed you. So I'm really, really proud of what we've managed to do collectively. In terms of individually, I take a lot of satisfaction in seeing the smiles on people's faces. I remember when we first launched the Thistle Pins, there was kind of this genuine excitement about, what was the next one going to be? And, just the kind of camaraderie that built amongst the fan base was just absolutely fantastic. The other big standout, of course, this season, was being able to completely fill Firhill Hospitality on a quiet January and be able to transform the atmosphere in that setting. I think that really helped bring alive a bit of the stadium that can sometimes be a little bit prawn sandwich. And all good atmosphere is one that's worth it for me.
Brilliant. Stuart, I'll come to you with basically the same question. I know Graham's probably stolen a bit of your thunder there. I know you're heavily involved with the pins. Is that the sort of the thing you're the most proud of in your time so far?
It's part of what I'm sort of most proud of. But I think the thing I'm most proud about is seeing the fans come together. It's seeing positivity coming out of them, and it's seeing a spin-off that's came out of the fans coming together through Jags Foundation, Her Game 2 coming forward, the Disabled Supporters Association coming forward. There just seems to be a togetherness now that I'm not saying that the Jags Foundation started it, but I think there's a bit of with what the Jags Foundation has done has brought the fan base together to a certain extent, and these other things can go on as well. And there is a huge amount of positivity about the club, regardless of the results on Saturdays. We can see where we're going. We have a path of what we want to do. And ultimately, we want to protect the club. And I think every fan wants to do the same. And this is where we're all driving together.
Heather, I'll come to you. Why do you think getting fresh voices involved on the board is so important? And do you want to just sort of touch on the places that are available on the board and who will be stepping down at these elections?
At absolutely. Well, I think like all things in life, you don't want to stick doing the same thing for too long, or having the same people organizing the same events continuously can, you know, we don't want to go stale. And we also totally can see that the way that Stuart and Graham have both talked about the fact that lots has changed even in the 2 years that we've been on the board. And I think it's really important to have fresh perspectives, new ideas. With the shift in fan ownership, potentially comes with a shift of new people. And we've seen it already with Jack and Lindsay and Derek, who joined us on the board this year. Hearing their fresh ideas has been a really good thing for us as a current board, in a great way. You know, they'll maybe ask questions like, why do we do it this way? Could we not do it this way? And there's a few exciting things which Jack and Ian are heading up, and fans and members will hear about that soon. And I think that's kind of thing that is important, that we don't just keep on churning out the same things. And I think that new people will naturally do that. And I think it's important to also say that while our board will be changing and having a shift, no one stepping down is not still being a JAGS Foundation member, and probably heavily involved in that, and being there, you know, enjoying it from their perspective. I know that both Alan and Gary, who stepped away last year, have definitely stayed, you know, very supportive and very involved. And I think that's important too, that we're kind of creating this place that, you know, lots of people can work together. And you know, it's for Thistle at the end of the day. It's not about who's doing what and the person. It's about the collective of having a fan-owned club. So when we first all got elected, like 2 years ago now, there's just different levels of years that people can stand for. And myself, I've done 2 years. Andrew's done 2 years, and Ian has done 2 years. And the three of us will be stepping away from the JAGS Foundation board as of June. So that will be a change, and I think it's exciting. I'll still be very much doing a lot of the Her Game 2 stuff at Thistle. I think also there's there'll be other board things. I think Graham's about to tell me something. He's definitely the expert when it comes to elections. But yeah, I hope that covers that.
Yeah, Graham, and you come.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think, in terms of why we need new fresh faces, it's because it's about what the next challenge is going to be for the foundation. You know, we've really set the kind of groundwork to be an effective fundraising vehicle for the club. As you know, this season we'll have contributed, I think it's in well in excess of £150,000 to the club. We want to be able to grow that commitment beyond what we've done just now. That means growing the membership of the foundation. It means more effective fundraising, new ideas, maybe around things like merchandise and events, to build excitement around being a Thistle fan. And that means reaching out to groups that maybe we've not managed to tap into fully before. You know, our membership is already about 1,650, but we know that there are a lot more JAGS fans than that. We'd like to make it something that JAGS fans feel as though they will be missing out if they're not part of that journey. And so we need folk from across the spectrum of the fan base with new ideas to help drive us forward into that next kind of spell. And as Heather mentions, we've got those three positions that will be coming up for this election, but there is also a fourth position, because at Christmas, Sandy, who was also elected in that set of elections a couple of years ago, decided to step aside. So in order to go back to a full strength elected board, there'll be that extra position as well. So there's plenty of opportunity for people to get involved in this and make the foundation something in their own image as well. It's not just about the people who've been around forever. It's about making sure that we're adapting and responding to the needs of the fans in the future.
Thanks, Graham. Heather, do you want to come back in quickly there?
Yeah, I do. And I just want to continue on from what Graham was saying there and just say that one of the best things about being on the board has definitely been like the organization, friendships and building relationships that we've had. And it's been quite, you know, a special experience for all of us. But I would definitely say that it's something that, like, you come into, and I didn't know Stuart Goldie before all of this, and I could say now that Stuart has become a very important person in my life, and someone that I will, you know, have in it for the foreseeable. And I think that's something that is so special about, but also it's really good that the way that we communicate is, you know, it's not just like one person says something and everyone goes, oh yeah, great, like absolutely. It's a board that's you're able to question, you're able to bring your own opinions, and it's a really exciting thing to be part of. But also, like, it's really fun. Like, it's, you know, we've had a lot of laughs along the way, and yes, while some things have been, you know, tricky, obviously, and there's been some things you felt like, oh gosh, like how are we going to get, you know, through this? But the answer to that is the togetherness of it, and the chance that we have to kind of rely on each other, and it's, you're never alone, which I think is something really important.
Stuart, I'll bring you in. Hopefully people who are listening are thinking about standing in the election. So can you give them a sort of overview of what they need to know and how they can get involved in the elections? What do they need to know? What do they need to do?
I mean, first and foremost, you need to be a member. So, you know, we would love for every Thistle fan to be a member, be a paid up member. That allows you to stand in the elections. So the elections, the ballot paper, are there to be able to stand. I think that's next month this comes up, Graham.
Yeah, so you need to be a member of the JAGS Foundation as of 1 minute past midnight on Wednesday the 1st of May.
And then you can put yourself forward to stand for it. The nominations will be out. You know, part of putting yourself forward, you write a wee biography about yourself, why you know what you are as a fan, why you want to come onto it. You put a photograph there. So people will recognise faces a lot of time more than the name, which, you know, it helps just to put you out there. We've got quite a reasonable size of support. Not everybody knows everyone by name. And then the elections will open up for members to vote for who they wish to on their first four choices, if I remember correct.
Yeah, that's right. And then the election runs throughout May, and then the election result will be at our annual general meeting, where we'll be at Fir Hill in the first week of June. And that's the point when the new members of the board join it and the old ones formally step down.
Thanks, Graham. I'll stick with you, Graham, if somebody is looking to do that. Is there any sort of help available to them if they're not too sure, if they've never done this sort of thing before?
Absolutely. There is an email that I have been preparing last night, which will hopefully go out later this week. I don't know when this pod is going out, but certainly by the end of this week, we will have an email out to all TGF members, just explaining how the election process is going to work, encouraging if you're thinking about it, maybe not sure, if you want to know a bit more about what this kind of volunteering involves, what the kind of time commitment is, all that sort of thing, then you can get in touch with us by email, or you could catch up with any of us that are at a game on Saturdays between now and the end of the season. We're more than happy to kind of encourage folk. It might be for some folk that a formal type of volunteering like this isn't for them. We'd still want kind of people to come forward to volunteer, particularly helping to run things like events. One of the big losses that we'll have with Ian stepping off the board, obviously with his young family, is that we don't have our events guru anymore. So anybody who's keen to run members events in particular, do let us know, even if you're not wanting to be on the board itself, because that's somewhere where we particularly want to fill this kind of skills gap as well going forward. But the key thing is you can speak to us anytime about these things, and we're more than happy to help. One other thing is maybe worth mentioning, Matt, is that we've got also the first set of fan representative elections to the club board that will be taking place in May. Those are being run by the PTFC Trust. TGF is part of the PTFC Trust now. There will be some separate communications going out to all season ticket holders, JAGS Foundation members and JAGS Trust members about that also before the beginning of May as well.
Thanks very much, Graham. Just going back to the email address you're setting up, I'll make sure that gets linked in the episode description and on Twitter as well. So that'll be there if that's something you're looking to get involved with. Hopefully it will be. We've done 20 minutes. I think we've covered lots of good points. I'll open it up if anyone wants to make a sort of closing argument to anybody who might be on the fence listening.
We are nothing without our members. The membership has driven this on. The more members we get and the more members participation and involvement, the better the organisation becomes, the better the club becomes. You'll gain a lot for standing. You'll gain a lot by being a member as well. So I would encourage everybody, you know, join up. And folk that are maybe not sure about joining, you know, standing for election, contact any of us. Whether you want to contact us online, whether you want to send an email, whether you want to do a DM, you know, just reach out to any of us that you know. We can talk you through it.
Thanks very much, Stuart. And thanks for joining me tonight, Stuart. Heather and Graham, thank you very much for joining me as well. Thank you for listening to this episode of Draw, Lose or Draw. As I said, the email address and the sort of contact details to get in touch with the Jags Foundation. If you are interested in standing in these upcoming elections, we'll link that underneath the episode. We will be back in the very near future. And in the meantime, stay safe.
Just like an albatross, we ran from George's Cross. We never failed to answer when we were called. And even when we lost and had to count the cost, we still sang loud. But I'll return to Far Hill Road till the last day I am breathing. The place I'll always call my home, even when the rain is falling.
We'll be back there soon on a Saturday afternoon. I never knew how much I loved you. Surprised as we look behind and see the ghost.